Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is actually the second week in December. And just as I was getting ready to start talking, hello, all of you who are listening. And pretty soon, I know you're going to join us in the chat room. The second week in December, and this coming 12th, which is Friday, one of my all-time favorite, absolute favorite movies was called The Day the Earth Stood Still. And by golly, that's coming out. And it's not a superhero kind of a person, but someone from another planet. And at the same time, tonight I just happened to watch the TV and I have it on, and I haven't seen any of the heroes shows this year, but I happened to turn it on. So in light of these amazing movies that are coming out, how about if we have a theme tonight? Tell me if you could be a superhero. What would your role be? Now, in light of economic woes that we're going through, I think some of us would like to maybe become the chairman of AIG or Lehman Brothers. And so stay away from the sad stuff. Maybe we should play a little bit and kind of visualize ourselves as some kind of super person. And it's kind of fitting with what's happening in the world. We kind of altered state. You're going to find that as the economy takes a downturn and then the recovery, just like after the big Depression, the movies that were coming out at that time, the glamour, Fred Astaire and all the glamour people of that era made more and more movies. And so with that, I see we have a couple people in the room. I should probably put the glasses on. Blue Diamond, oh, hello, Karen. Bright Sorcerer, Angel Wing. And Karen, you and I talked, so I don't know if you want to come in tonight to talk about anything in particular, so I'm always open to that. I don't know. We did talk for a minute. We have someone in the chat room already, and we have a couple people that join us in the audience that it's their choice to call in. The gentleman from Oregon, hello, hello, and the little lady from Florida. I don't know if you had a chance to get to a computer or not. So if you do, call on in, and you can just listen to the show. So she may call in, and I'll let her listen. So anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. Hello, everybody. What an amazing night. Yes, hello. And I'm always interested in people, how you guys are doing out there in the world. And like I said, the economy being what it is, let's have a little fun tonight. I know you have some serious questions. Maybe it's hurting your heart or your pocketbook. And if I can help, of course. I had a little lady call today, and the economy is so bad, and she's so fearful that there's questions about her job. So it's always very distressful. So let me say hello and find, well, hello there. Never a dull moment. Yes, around here there isn't. I've had quite an afternoon wrapping Christmas gifts. Can you believe that? Okay, so this is area code 561. Who am I talking to?
Hello, Nancy. This is Lena. How are you?
Oh, you know what, Lena? Is that what your name is?
Lena.
Lena. Hello, Lena. What? I know I might have talked to you before. Tell me what state you're in. It's always fun to know where everybody's calling from.
Oh, I'm in Florida.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I think I have talked to you before, haven't I?
Yeah, I have spoken to you before.
Yes, I had couple people today from Florida touch base with me. So it's, in fact, one of the gals may be calling in if she can stay up late enough. Well, Lena, what's going on with you? How are you doing? Do you have a question for me?
I've been out of work, Nancy, for a while, and, like so many other people, and just getting really, really rambunctious now, and I am just so ready to work. I just can't even answer my phone because my bill collectors are calling me.
Oh, my gosh, girl. And here we're going to try to change the energy tonight. From everybody in the chat room and everybody that's listening tonight, let's put out a call to the universe. Lena in Florida, you need a job. And unfortunately, sometimes I get a sense, but I can't tell you what office to go to. Can you give me just the briefest? Do you work with your hands or do you walk around all day? You like on a typewriter computer, or are you waitress, or what kind of work do you do, girl?
Well, you know, I've been in property management, office management, accounting, and now I'm going to school to become a social worker, but that will be for a while by the time I get my degree. But I have done a lot of different jobs. Anything involves people I like, you know.
There's going to be a job, I don't know if it's receptionist or cash register or restaurant person, but a little south and west of you, there can be a job, but you have to go find it. I don't know that you've, I don't have a sense you've applied for it, nor have you looked for it. But sometimes we just have to look out there and say, well, there's one, something I can do. At this point, for another year, I want everybody to be safe. So if you can find any kind of job, and my sister may argue with you, we have a show Thursday night, she says, reach as high as you can. But in some areas of the economy, I think we need to get safe. So if you can just go down one or two blocks from where you live and head west, maybe two or three blocks, get back to me, Lena, and see if there's some kind of job there for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Let me know.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sweet. Best of luck to you.
Bye.
Lena, yeah, see you hang. Okay. Well, she was holding on. Boy, I tell you, you need to look. My sister was part of a law firm that were the lawyers for Lehman Brothers. Well, when Lehman Brothers got the can, they also got the can. And so Bonnie and I, she talked me into doing a show on Thursday nights. And last Thursday, she had been going a little bit of stress, or her mother is ill, and kind of got the best of her, and she could hardly talk. And I didn't know that her voice would sound very good on the air, so we canceled last Thursday. But we will do it this Thursday, and she's had an amazing week with cats running up a tree. So if you want to ask her something about law or politics, or you can listen to her talk about the cat that ran up the tree and the possums and the raccoons outside of her house in Seattle. So it's all fun. So, Karen, I see that you're painting, and let's see, who else is in here? Kathy, hello. Oh, my. Oh, you girls are so much fun. I've been busy around the house. I'm putting classes together. And Karen and I have talked about putting another show together. And I'll let her talk about that if she calls in. And hold on a minute. Is this my friend Willie?
Yes.
Okay, girl. You want me to leave you here so you can listen? And we'll just talk to you in a minute? Or do you want to ask me a question? Okay. So I'm going to go. Okay, go ahead. Just be quiet, and then you'll be quiet in the background. I'm going to go to area code 818 and see who's on the line for us tonight. Who's here?
Hello, this is Mari Torres.
Oh, now, kids, try not to give last names. Hello, Marty. And is that right, Marty?
Mari is short for Maria. Well, I say the whole thing because that's my name in the chat room also.
Oh, you know, is it in your chat room? Which one are you?
I am the person, it's just my head, and it says Mari Torres, M-A-R-I.
Oh, there you are.
There I am.
You know, I am envious of ladies and gentlemen. You call in, you have the most beautiful accents. And I've never been able to speak a language very well, so I struggle with everybody's wonderful and beautiful, beautiful names. And area code 818, what state are you calling from?
I am in the Valley, California, San Fernando Valley.
No kidding. Well, you know I'm from Sacramento, California.
Oh, really? I used to live in Sacramento, California. I did radio out there and in Modesto and Stockton also.
You did radio? Wow, must have been on the radio about the same time. We lived around 3.5-4 years ahead for Arizona for a drier climate. And I was on Tom Sullivan's show, to Armstrong and Getty, and Carlos and, oh my gosh, the morning show and somewhere else. I was on dozens of shows. So it's always fun to talk to somebody. You can always tell someone who's been on the radio, the voice is a little different, isn't it? Isn't that fun?
So. Yeah, it is.
Recognize other radio voices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, my question was about reincarnation and past lives, and if there was something that you could do to, because I believe in all of that, and I believe that I've been here before, and I want to know what are the steps to learning more about that and finding out, you know, I've heard about hypnotism before, but how do you find that out? How do you
oh my God.
Tap into that?
You kids are so funny. Everybody's younger than I am now, it feels. You probably hit Karen. Did you hear what this girl's asking? Karen Hypnotist in the chat room is a longtime friend and client, too. And we've paired up because we're dealing with hitchhikers. And hitchhikers are those spirit kind that have decided to attach themselves to living beings, living people. But also come from past lives. We had a fascinating client, one after another, back and forth, and it's wonderful. And you, I don't know if you kids know, but I come from a Catholic background, so you can appreciate how hard it was going to Catholic church and seeing spirit people walking around all the time. And just to bring you up to date, because I don't know how many of you have read my book, my first book, I talk about drawing a sleeping infant. And this is June of 1990. And I said, I wonder who this belongs to. This sleeping infant with blue chalk. I wonder who it belongs to. And just then I saw the figure of my daughter, and I heard the words, a selection has been made. Well, I turned right around. It was like 9:30 at night. I called my daughter up, and I asked if she was pregnant, and she says, no. And I said some snide remark about her boyfriend living there. And at the end of August, she calls and says she's pregnant. And 10.5 months later, she had a boy like I drew. And the Polaroid of the drawing and the child, Polaroid, are exact. And it was a wake-up call, amazing. I do believe there is such a thing as soulmates, karmic connections, unfinished business. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a way to calculate how that works. In my own memories of growing up, I've had stories. So it is absolutely amazing. Are you going to ask about a dark-haired man in your life or the blonde in the past?
A dark-haired man in my life?
Mm-hmm.
I have a dark-haired man in my life now.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
But I wasn't going to ask about him.
Well, you've had a past life with him, and early in your life, were you dating the blonde man?
A blonde man.
Mm-hmm. Lighter?
Mm-mm. No.
Might be high school or early. Right out of high school, I see a blonde man in your life, very important to you. And both these relationships were karmic. And when I do readings, she'll call back, Marty, say, oh, I remember him now. Sometimes karmic relationships are even to witness someone else. I talked to a gal the other day, we were speaking of this, and the gal said, this person, I said, you're here to witness your child's growth. There is not necessarily owing of any kind, but and she had a really strong connection to this child, and not necessarily with the other one. I said, the other one is your husband's child, and there's some karmic relationship there, but you're here to witness this child's life. And it's sometimes people say to me, oh, what's the reason why I'm born? What's going on? And I said, well, sometimes you're here to witness. Sometimes someone will ask you to be part of their life, and it doesn't mean you have unfinished business or a lot of makeup to do. It means that you have a relationship. And I do believe you have a relationship with this dark-haired man in your life. Is this someone that you are married to now or just a friend?
No, this is actually a relationship that I have been in off and on for the past 17 years. And just recently, the last year, we decided to get back together and just really make it official. So he asked me to marry him.
Wow. Talk about karmic relationship. You did it, girl.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that I tell him, one time I wrote him a note, and I said that I know that we have to have had agreed to meet again in this lifetime because our connection is so strong that I could never, whenever I would move away, he would come and follow me. And yes, we have a daughter together, but there was always like that real intense connections between he and I. And, you know, I met him when he was 17 years old, so I went through a lot of his growing pains with him, but I always remained his friend, and I always had that connection, and I wasn't sure if it was something that was supposed to work between us, but at this point I feel like there's no way that I could be the way that I am with him with any other person because it's just really not in my personality to share as much as I've shared with him with anybody.
I really believe there's something going on. And I've talked to my ladies. I see area code 412 holding on. Just a minute, and I'll be right with you because it's kind of a topic that's very interesting to people. And, of course, anybody in the room wants to ask me a question, if you can remember to put in caps, And if you can kind of put in caps, if you would be a superhero, who would that be? I think it's really difficult sometimes when we think about people being in our life whom we don't like. Mm-hmm. That can also be a karmic relationship. And it could also be that you may love or desire something in your life that cannot be yours. That could be a karmic relationship. Maybe of forgiveness or letting go. Or you could be in love with somebody and you don't like them. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen people who seem to be paired up and you shake your head or you scratch your forehead and you go, what in the world are they up to? It doesn't match.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't match. Yet, the strong bond between them is so strong they can't break away from each other, even if they wanted to. It doesn't mean that they should be a couple. It means that they have unfinished business together. I have counseled, 19 and a half years for quite a few people. And some of them, some people blend their energies so completely, they are what we call the twin flame or the true soulmate. And then people say to me, but I want my man to be my soulmate. I said, this trueness of soulmate is when you lean against somebody and you cannot tell where you leave off and they begin. That's because of all the lifetimes of knocking heads or fighting about or meeting up or witnessing each other's lives. You're not going to be soulmates every lifetime. But that true soulmate has only been presented to me a half dozen times. So the rest of us, including you, this is a work relationship in progress to become soulmates. And whether you stay together forever, and I hope you will, or if you don't, that means you're going to pick it up next time.
Mm-hmm.
In this lifetime between husbands, I did fall in love with somebody I didn't particularly like. And I told the universe one day, I just don't want to do it anymore. So if it's my desire when I become a spirit person, then we'll try it again next time. And a perfect example of that is What Dreams May Come.
Oh,
that's
that's a
end of the movie. I could go through it and talk about it forever. At the end of the movie, they choose to reborn and meet up again. And I know you kids have mentioned a half a dozen other movies. I'm trying to think of one real quick with Timothy Hutton and his wife was in it as the playing God. But that movie was on reincarnation. So there's so many. Well, Marnie, it's been a real treat to connect with you, and I'm glad I brought up the man before you did. When you get off the phone, even though you met at 17, this man, if he was the blonde, it could have been him. But I do feel like you met a little taller, leaner, lighter man, and you connected early in your life. So if you can give a little time to that, that was also a karmic relationship and a witnessing or a connect. Hello, how are you doing? And now we'll go on with our life. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'm not seeing any, yes, Karen, I saw that it's too noisy. Hello, everybody. And Angel Wayne, what is it you're saying? It's so weird because I can see the waves when they hit me. People like myself are very, very sensitive, and all of you in the room, you wouldn't be listening to me if you haven't had experience, or possibly you just want to ask me a question, or just fun to listen to everybody else's questions. But when you get a little more sensitive and you get to where I am, if I turn the right switches on, I see energy around everything. And I believe, oh, you might be thinking of something else, but everything is alive, even a rock. And someone asked me about, reincarnation, this and that, and then the group of people. I said, I think one of my lives I want to come back and be a redwood tree. Girls, how fun would it be just to bask in the sun and never worry about a diet for about 300 years? I tell you, I have clothes that I'm going to work to get in this next summer. vanity works. Vanity works. Sometimes you want it to be your health. But, hon, I've got so many clothes in my closet, I'm going to be digging them out and getting my thighs in them. And it's really fun. So everything is alive. Everything has vibration. I do believe that healing is possible with different color clothing. How many of you have gotten up in the morning and been really pooped? And so you go to the closet, you put red on or brilliant blue. Well, everything has color and vibration to it. And the healers will use beautiful stones. I even did an evening readings by giving people rocks. And they hold into the rocks and the vibration, and they all blend together. It's all kind of fun. And so our energies commingle with each other. How many of you hugged somebody and know they've been pain? How many have gone into a room and felt the energy of someone you don't particularly want to be near? A cafeteria, you know what table not to sit at. Everything's vibration to me, and it's all amazing. Well, I'm not seeing any caps. Everybody's still saying hello in the room to each other. We got 14 people popping in. So I think I clicked on 412 area code. Oh, let's see here. I hope I haven't. Okay, 412, I'm going to try again. Otherwise, I may have to ask you to hang up and... Oh, I got you. All right.
Hello.
So hello. 412 area code. Who am I talking to?
Jan.
Hello, Jan. And what state are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, my goodness. You girls on the East Coast, you stay up late.
Yeah, we do.
Thanks. Around 11 o'clock, I'm just like, oh. Of course, I try to catch up in the morning, but, you know, sometimes. Well, Jan, it's so lovely to talk to you. Have we ever spoken before?
I think we did. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's always fun to meet all these new ladies. I need to give out the guest call-in number. We'll try this. I apologize for not giving out earlier. Area code 347-205-9071. And I'm amiss at times. I should say that this is Nancy speaking. I know you know who it is. And if anybody wants to read up on me, it's nancymats.com. All right. Jane, it's lovely to meet you. And Is there something you'd like to bring up that we can talk about, or you want to tell me what superhero you would like to be, or do you have a question for me?
I had a question for you regarding my best friend who passed on. And
okay.
I just wondered, you know, if she was okay or had any messages
okay.
or whatever you pick up.
That's good. That's good. Don't too much. But I do would like, oh, okay, Karen, I see your friend's name that people called her. What is your friend's first name?
Kathy.
Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
And how long has she been a spirit person?
2.5 years.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to first tell you of the people I see around you. Can you tell me how tall you are?
I'm 5'5".
Oh, you're just petite like I am. I'm 5'5", if I stand up really, really straight.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady who says she's a wee bit taller than you, and she has blonde hair. And she's overall not a thin lady, but more or less a medium to smaller boned. And at the end of her life, her neck got a little thinner and her shoulders got a little bonier. I don't know if this is your friend or not, but she says she has been in your life quite a bit. Now, do you recognize her as a mother figure or is this your girlfriend?
Slim
lady.
I'm really
was
not
Kathy
sure.
following you?
Yes, she was, but she wasn't blonde.
And this is not her then. Remember, I can only tell you who's there.
Yeah.
And this woman says she's been in your life, so you need to think about mothers in the family. She had a narrow face and not a pronounced nose, but not a pug nose. She says she was quite bright, and she liked her hair to be bouncy, wave, not curly or straight. And she liked to wash her hair, so it always had that fresh look to it.
Mm-hmm.
As she got older, the rib cage is small, but she got flared at the hip. Now, do you recognize her?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that, please?
My aunt.
Mm-hmm. And why did she say she's a mother figure to you? Was she close to you in this life?
Yes. My
okay.
mother was a little abusive, so I had other mother figures.
Okay, so this one was very important to you. And the man that's next to her was a shorter man, balding, olive complexion. Was that who she was married to?
No, I don't think so. I
recognize
think...
him?
Pardon me?
A beautiful olive complexion. And he was didn't have hair on top of his head. It was dark going around the back. He had a sweet face, kind of a heavier undertow. He might have had a shave before he went out for the evening. It was kind of heavy. He showed some thicker cheeks, but not jowls. And he had a kind of a fuller face, but not fat. So he might have not grown old. Do you recognize him?
Yeah, I think he is my uncle.
And was he married to this woman?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. A lot of times when they're close together like that, I kind of wonder. Now, Uncle who?
Uncle Willie.
Oh, Uncle Willie. We have a Willie on the line holding, watch, listening to the show. You hear that, girl? We got two Willies tonight.
Yes.
So that's way cool. So you recognize them. These people are important to you. Uncle Willie says he's dealing with money with you, and I think money was very important to this man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's in your life. I'm not sure what Aunt Kathy, I mean, Aunt, what was her name again? Your aunt's name was what?
Josephine.
Okay, now just because Josephine's there and Kathy is not, mm-hmm. doesn't mean Kathy hasn't been in your life. Mm-hmm. But I can only address those people that are with us now.
Sure.
With mm-hmm. you now, okay? Uh-huh. Well, it's been lovely to speak to you. Remember, when I get off the phone, speak out with your mouth and say, Aunt Josephine, thank you for showing up tonight. And Uncle Willie, you can stick around. You two are invited to be part of my life as long as you want. They want to be recognized, okay?
Uh-huh. Sure.
All right, girl. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see if I hang it up right. Oh, I did. Wow. Okay. I hope Willie's really still here. All right, kids. Miss Monkey. Hi, Miss Monkey. What an interesting name. You guys all have the greatest call letters for this show. And some of them, I don't know if I can pronounce right, but it's so nice to see all of you in here. If you have a question, make sure you type it in caps. And I'm seeing someone talk about eyes open at third eye. Wow, I'm not sure what that means. Psychic ability, mediumship, third eye, all connected. Absolutely. If my little girl that's in Australia is in the chat room, let me know which one are you, okay? So I invited her to come tonight, and she's interested in taking classes from me. And to tell you something, I've got a project going on here. My mother's ill, and so my sister and I are kind of like involved. So give me a couple more weeks to kind of put this together, okay? And then nancymaps.com, I'll tell you about the classes now, but I'm putting, you know, I have 19 years of lectures and radio shows I've done. So I'm trying to get the best information for you. So if anybody wants to become a spiritualist, a spirit reader or a psychic reader or teach classes on something and I can teach you, let me know, because that will give me inspiration to get one class done over another. The first one I'm doing is on ghosts. Understand spirit kind. And Karen and I are involved with, Karen, I don't know if you're there. If you're listening, we forgot to call John at the radio station. So we got to do that tomorrow, one of us, okay? Get on, and we're typing books together on ghosts. And so the first class instruction will be on ghosts. We'll kind of follow into the finishing up of the book I've been promising everybody. And the second one out, unless you tell me different, maybe on dating. Psychic development, I have a lot on that. So if you kids want something from me, make sure that you get to me, okay? Let me see what else is in the room here about calling. Oh, let me see here. I think that Char of California Haunts and I will be doing a radio show. You could look on my, probably put it on my website tonight. And she wants to talk about telekinesis. And I think that's going to be the topic of Char's show with me. And we're Block Talk Radio, Ghost Talk. I don't know if the dash is in there. If you go to Ghost Talk or California Haunts, you can find out when that class will be on. Okay, covering all the commercials, you guys. All right, any other questions in here? Miss Monk. Is it Miss Monkey? I'd love to know what you mean by that. Anyway, money problems clear up soon. I want to say 2.5 to 3 months. You know, and I can hear you go, oh, no. You know, we get numbers, people like myself, and time is hard. I have a gal, and she finally met the man of her dreams 6 years after I predicted him. And, of course, every year she'd say, Nancy, it's this year. Well, he came just like I said, but, you know, time was difficult. So I want to say, I don't know if it's as soon as 2.5 weeks. So stay positive, everybody. Remember, I want everybody to be safe for 1 year. After that, we'll have a great turnaround, but it's going to take time. Kathy, you do have a message. I know it's your husband's in spirit, but I want to say father figure has come up and shown himself to me. But I don't know sometimes if I've described, was your husband a tall, lanky, brown-skinned man, medium to thinner build? This man has come over and hugged you, and he put his whole arms around your shoulders. So let me know if that's your father or if that's your past husband, Tony. Oh, Angel Wing, that's one another. You know, somebody says, Nancy, is everything you bring up one of your favorite topics? And your question is, Nancy, would you have anyone that would know how to do cord cuttings or know someone who does it? You can do it yourself. You know, if you are living in Northern California, Sacramento, California, Karen Hittness is in the chat room, does work like this. We do hitchhiker issues. I did an event in Davis, California, and this gal came in, and she had the most awful smoky, corded, braided-looking thing coming out of her tummy button. And I looked at it, was so astonished. I looked at it and said, what is that? And I turned and looked at it going into the clouds. And she was complaining of a stomachache. And I looked at this, and I correlated the two. I said, someone's sucking the life out of you. And I went and followed the cord. And on the other cord was another woman. And she was quite rounder looking. And this lady stood up and she says, oh, that's my old lover. And she's trying to kill me. And I says, well, if you don't break that, you will have some illness. Because evidently she's sucking the life out of you right there and is giving you a stomachache. So, everybody, I want you to relax. And if you think you're getting corded, and this is from just, you know, go to Karen and I for a session, you guys, if you need more help, but right over the phone, right over the show here, I would like you to feel your body. And by relaxing, not meditating, just relaxing and knowing your body, if you feel pressure and tension, I would like you to grab it with your hands. I don't want you to be relaxed except for that grabbing issue, and I want you to grab it and throw it off on you, off of you and onto the ground. Stomp on it. And visualize a pair of army boots, the most ugly looking army boots you can ever imagine. And I want you to have that little steel toe on the front of it. And I want you to kick it off and kick it off. You have to get angry. You have to shake, not like a dog, but visualize that power. And people who are corded to you will get it. You have to cut it. Now, people say, meditate and pretend you have scissors. Cut it off. Meditate and put up a mirror and slide it between you and the cord. If they're sending negative, bad, and wrong to you, send it back. There's a lot of ways of doing it. I like the feeling of control. I like to grab it, and I like to shake it off. So I encourage you, you have to know you first. How many of you live in your flesh and your body, and you're hanging around, and you pick it up, and you drag it everywhere with you, and you live in it? Well, why don't you wear it instead? You are not your flesh. You are a spirit, soul, wearing a hunk of flesh. Get to know that hunk of flesh. And if it doesn't feel right, if you feel like you have an intrusion, you have a cord, get it off of you. You have to get angry. You have to. And if it's a loving thing, I did a group, gosh, it must be 18 years ago, and this couple came in, a mother and daughter, and the darker complexion, it was summertime, and she had the most beautiful frosted pink wrapped around her daughter. It was absolutely the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. True love, different than negative courting. That's how it's done, Angel Wing. Ah, love it. Okay. Paula says, our computer shut down. You know, when we have turbulence in the air, here in the desert we have a lot of electrical storms, so you kids, if you get cut off, it could have been. Oh, that's your grandfather, Kathy. Kathy, but you buried your father this past Friday. That's probably why grandfather came and hugged you. Okay, I'm really sorry for your passing and your loss. Remember, we can't be selfish and greedy. We have to lose our flesh family to go on to spirit kind. And I'm going through that right now with my mother. It's very difficult with my sister. So I'm giving her a lot of my emotional support. So you may have to help people in your family. So that's why your grandfather came over and gave you a hug. I know it's going to be very difficult to miss the man in your life here, your father. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see. The screen just jumped. So where is that, Kathy? I was just looking at you. Paula. Kathy, I don't know if I lost that. Oh, there was. You were writing in black. And Paula wants to know, do you have any messages for me tonight? Hold on a minute. I got two messages were kind of interesting, so I don't know what it means. You know, it's really popular now to do scrapbooking, and I associate scrapbooking with memories. And there's a little tiny woman who had also a flared hip line. She looks pretty petite. And very. She says when she was younger, she had reddish-brown hair. I don't know how much red it had in it, but as a young child or a teenager, I think she was really quite a fox. And as she got older, her body flared up from child and her thighs, she says, my thighs. So, Paul, you have to look at the ladies in your family, the thighs. I don't think she was very tall. Remember, I'm only 5'4" and a half, but she looks smaller than I am. And she says she's making you think of memories. So that just makes no sense to me, unless you recognize right off and you're thinking family and there's a lot of issues going on. So that was the very first thing that popped in my head. Kathy, your grandfather was tall and lanky. Okay, so it was him. Okay, so Angel Wing, the one I was talking to you last week about still needs to be removed. So you know how to do it. Just grab right onto that cord, and you can almost feel it if you kind of relax because you know your energy, and you'll bump into it. It's like I do a spirit tour or something. I can tell a spirit kind versus empty air. We can feel energy from other living beings, okay? Okay. There it goes. Holistic Life Designs. Russell Forsythe's back on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. He does cord cutting with Archangel Michael. Now remember, everybody does it different. This is how I do it, okay? So if you can click into that Holistic Life Designs, you might want to put a little note in there. Everybody look at this. So it's another perspective. Okay. Oh, Kathy, thank you very much. Thank you. Sometimes I don't know what to say because I know that you and the audience are not listening to the, looking at the chat room. So she wants to thank me for bringing in Grandpa on the heels of her dad passing this past week. Okay. Thank you. Oh, for picking up the father figure just like that. Like I said, I do a lot of email readings, and I do over the years. You can appreciate I've done this almost every day for the last 19 and a half years, and I'm not sure I know how I bridge to people, but I have clients everywhere, so you know, I'm probably one of the very few people that's international, but I just don't speak of it. So I do email readings to Greece and Singapore, you know, everywhere. So I don't know how I can bridge, but it's just amazing ability. Okay, the other person told me that there is second cord. The biggest one is the first one to remove. Whatever you bump into first that's big, take that one off, and the other one will let its presence be known. Sounds like your mother, Paula, huh? So what is the name? Oh, it's your mother. Well, no. How long has she been a spirit person, Paula? So let me fun to know. And about the scrapbooking or photograph book, what is she wanting you to think of? Okay, so Ms. Monkey, feels like waves of energy kind of makes me off balance. Is this an energy shift? Absolutely. I'm one of those few people. I think it was like 15 years ago I met a gal. Oh my gosh. I'm an American Indian. She's American Indian, and we used to do the fairs at Sacred Productions. And in your areas, if you have earthquake activity, volcanic anything, storm barometer changes, we can feel that energy. I really do. I have a little arthritis and a couple fingers. It's the same principle, the barometer changes or the rumblings. I don't feel it too often, but when I have, I go, wow. I almost get a sense of dizzy between my eyes, a nauseous feeling. And then I think Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie had a man on just within the last week who talked about earthquakes. So you might want to tune into that show. Okay, so Holistic Life Designs wants us to know that blogtalkradio.com/ Holistic Life Designs at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock. And this is another perspective. And I never have a jealous bone in my body because whenever one of you has a reading and then you come to me for a reading, it's very possible that we'll give you the same information that verifies or confirms, but we also can give you different perspectives. So I think it's great. There should be more readers out there. Okay. It's always, and then Kat said, it's great to always give and get validations. Absolutely. I've just been teaching classes for about 15 years, so I'm pretty used to all this kind of information. Further, Karen, the garage door is open. Okay, Paula says, thank you so much. My mom and I were very close. So maybe it's melancholy. Maybe she just wants you to talk or think of her, okay?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Okay, so Willie, who's been on the line since he doesn't have a computer in the house, area code 813, which is Florida. So, Willie, you have a question for me tonight?
Yes, I guess. Okay. I was married years ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand. I married for the wrong reasons when I married this guy.
Oh, girl, we can all talk like that, huh?
Yes. And, I mean, I met guys after him, and I, you know, we hung out, and I shook them off. But I've been in this relationship now for like 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And me and the guy have been going through some issues, and I haven't really spoken to him in about 3 months. But for some reason, yeah, we broke up, and it was just like, boom. And it's not the first time we broke up, but this time we just not conversate or anything. And I'm like, it's still, for some reason, I try to shake this guy, and I can't.
Oh, girls, are you all hearing this? Does this not sound? Listen, this is so common. The first man you were married to was a very young personality. And after a while, I think you just got tired of raising him. And the second man, believe it or not, was a father in a past life. And at times the burden of this man, yes, a father figure to you. And sometimes that lifetime after lifetime of love, when we love a parent and we come back, sometimes it's very hard to shake that parent love off of you. And in some ways, this man that you just broke up with, his mind is burrowing into itself. And if you're around it, you're going to be pulled into his negative. And you can't be there because this man is a father to you. And you don't want to misinterpret a message if it was given to you wrong. So you need to stay away until he can come to you again. That makes sense to you?
Okay, so even though that he's younger than me, he's like
it
a father
don't matter.
To me? Really?
This is, remember, I read energy. It doesn't
okay.
matter to me. And the other one that was a child to you in a past life, he could have been 10 years older, but he acts like a 14-year-old kid.
Okay. So
got it?
I don't bother. The one that I just broke up with 3 months ago, well, I didn't break up with him. We broke up. I haven't bothered him or called him or anything because I feel like he's trying to go through a process in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to bother him. But so you're saying he's going to come back and talk to me?
He's got to. Because if you go there, it won't work. He's got to be man enough to want you. He's got to be man enough to come up to the plate.
Wow. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother.
You have wonderful, powerful energy. And you need
really?
To stand your ground. And, yeah, you've got really good healing energy. And I don't tell, you've heard me, I don't tell everybody in the room, that you have a very strong presence. And a man has to come up and see that and accept it. Otherwise,
it's the right one
for you.
Okay, because, I mean, it seemed like it scared him at first because he said he never, ever really been in love with a woman like he'd been with me. And it seemed like it's scaring him. I don't know what it is, but.
So you agree there. So if you follow and chase him, then if he doesn't feel man enough to deal with you, it won't work. He has to come to you. Okay, Willie?
Okay, I understand.
All right.
Okay.
It's been fun. Just hang on there if you want. We got another 60 minutes. You know, it's up to you. I know it's in Florida. You've seen it kind of late. I want to get to the chat room real quick. And Blue Diamond, do you have any messages for me or do you see anyone around me? Let's see. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on, Blue Diamond, because I got a message and I couldn't figure it out real quick. But I do want to get back to you. Blue Diamond, that's a wonderful name. But when I came to you, I saw either water or turquoise, and I can't figure that out. So I want to go to Telstar, and I want to just answer this real quick because I did approach it earlier. Nancy, could you recommend a couple of ways that you ground your energy? Now, I'm not positive if you're asking how I do it or how you can do it. So let me tell you how I do it. Before I start a show, I don't know that it's called meditation, but I pretend my feet become the roots of a big tree. And I off-shift and can read very quick. And so instead of, I actually knew a gal that was a reader, and no one could talk to her for about an hour before someone would call her for an appointment. She would meditate on her, that person was going to call her. I seem to think her life was really taken up with a lot of meditating, but that's the way she grounded herself. I'm kind of like a lightning rod. I visualize myself into the ground. The other thing I really like, and this is my way of doing it, is I like stone. Let me see what I have. I have, what do I have here in front of me? I have one of those rubbing stones. It's kind of the size of the palm of my hand with a little indent. And I have the really black stone, and I have a green one. And this one I'm holding in my hand is kind of a ribbon of dark and light browns. So whatever I think I need, I use that. I put my hands around it. Because I like stones. I like the feeling of weighted, like I have bracelets that have that magnetite. So it's really dark and it's a magnet looking. I really like those stones. So that's how I do it. I'm also very spiritual. And to ground myself, if I'm going to do a ghost hunting or I'm going to look at a house for Char, California Haunts, if you want to do a pre-read, then I somehow ground myself with my faith. And that's not the best way without going into more. That's how I do it. Okay? Blue Diamond, what in the world? Are you feeling like a man or woman in a raft on a big ocean, can't see the shoreline? That's kind of an interesting picture for me. I'm not sure I know what that means. Everybody could be feeling like that now, I guess, huh? Blue Diamond, answer that for me, because that's kind of I was trying to figure out what I was looking at. I got a really fast flash. So sometimes that first impression is really important, but I don't know. Okay. Along with the waves, I now can biolocation. Absolutely. That's, when you astral travel, there's other ways of astral traveling. You can do a reading, and part of my life force. So when I do a reading for someone, they say, oh, I always feel so much better when I talk to you. Well, not only can you get answers, whether it's a positive or negative answer, I've given you some of my life force. And I really do have a lot of energy. I was a long-distance runner and a horse person. I'm talking runs on Sunday afternoon of 16 to 20 miles, and I used to horse races up to 30 to 50 miles. And so my youth, even in my youth, I was very active. So I think I have a big motor. And when people see me in Sacramento do a fair, and now Karen has, I talked to 22 to 24 people in 8 hours. Of course, I couldn't talk the next day. But, so where I was going with that, I can read and put my energy. So I bilocate. Out of body travel is absolutely the same thing. I know there's other words for it. Okay. Let's see, you got funky feeling. Okay. Karen, maybe we have a spirit person when you are on Nancy's show. opens the door and kicks you off the computer. Ooh, I don't know if that's a good thing. And if you can hear me, we've got to get hold of that John guy because I want to be on his radio show. We can't let that just go. Kathy, what did you just put? Okay, I just lost my screen. Okay, a flashback. How do you spell the places on the water, not a bridge? You kids, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. We don't have any calls in, so make Telscar, did I answer your question? Blue Diamond, I feel confused. Is that why? Oh, you are confused on something. So maybe that's why I get the, it wasn't a turquoise stone. It was actually the ocean. Are you a man or a woman? Because I saw a man in a rowboat. So maybe it was representation of you feeling like a man, sometimes overwhelmed. Not that we women aren't. you are confused. If you can give me another thought, I can answer a question. I should have been polite. We have 10 minutes left and acknowledge some of the people in the room. Sandra Flight, Karen and the guests, and Paula and Ms. Monkey and Holistic Life Designs, Clover, Holy Spirit Lady. Ooh, what a great call letter. Kathy, Angel Wing, Telstar, hope. Bright Sorcerer, great. Blue Diamond, great names. And we have a couple of guests. I wonder who they are. Bonnie, if my sister is in the room, let me know. And we'll have our show Thursday night. And hopefully the weather will be great and we won't have any people get knocked off. Okay, anything else? Oh, you're a woman. Ooh, do you have an extra amount of responsibilities that makes you think that you're a man carrying the burden of the world on your shoulders? Wow. Oh, that's tough. Blue Diamond, when your ex pops into your mind, and kids listen to this, it is called courting. And that's them joining with you. It's like if I said, okay, everybody, think of someone you really love. Not broke up with, but love. Child, husband, father, wife, mother, whatever. When you do, think of them strongly. They will pop into your mind, but that's because you've courted to them. That's how I do reading. I court to people, I become them, I blend in with them. Then at that point, I go past, present, and future. You're doing the same thing when you think strongly of somebody. And I caution, when you broke up with somebody and you think of them strongly, was it me? Did I do something wrong? You're popping into their mind. If you say, I wish they were in my life, I miss them, you can tell them to come back, and they could. But are they wanting to for their reason or doing it for your reason? For their reason, it has to be for their reason, not your reason. They will leave again. So be careful what you wish for. Blue Diamond says, I do feel overwhelmed. Wow. So slow the day down. I find that when we're overwhelmed, if you take on one project and erase everything from your mind and do that project, like you work in the office, you got 10 projects, put them all to the side of the table and take one. And that way, you slow time down and you get back on track and more centered. Nancy knew me, another life is monkey. I get that a lot. You know, I should probably put my computer glasses on. Miss Moki, not monkey. I get you. But what does Moki stand for? Okay. I hope it's money. Miss Moki. Miss Smoking? Karen, they need to talk to you. Anybody need to stop smoking? Karen is the one. That's what she does in Sacramento, California. Hello, Paula. What do you see for my son, Caleb, in the new year? Within a couple of weeks, a couple of months after the first of the year, I see him take on something. I don't know how old your boy is. So sometimes I'll pop up and know and see them at so much older age. Is your child into music of any kind? I hear music everywhere. So I'm not sure if he takes up music or he listens to it and he gets a very great deal of pleasure from it. To make it a little easier, can you give me his name? I'd appreciate you doing it in caps. And it's a beautiful turquoise world. And it's fun to watch a chat room become all these different colors. It's wonderful. You wish it were money. I do too. So I thought you were a miss versus misses. But maybe Karen's right. Maybe it's I miss smoking. Oh, is this fun? Just a nickname my dad gave me when he caught me smoking. Isn't that fun? He's almost 16 and, yes, into music. Oh, Paula, thank you. I saw that, yeah. February into March, they're showing me involvement. So I feel like I'd like to give him permission to do more. And I want you kids to know that I am associated with somebody. He goes by Doc, and it is a show we did maybe a month back. Do you have a song to sing? And he has a music company. He lives in Emmett, Idaho. And if you just scroll back to archive shows, do you have a song to sing? And he gives you his website. So if Caleb has created music for next Christmas, you could give out a CD of his music to everybody in the family. And if you get it on the radio show, he would be a published song artist. Not many people have that opportunity. And I think we all have a poem we would like to read on the air. or a song that we have sung, or a play that we should write, or a screenplay, or a book. And if I can, I'd like to bring up ways to do that for you people. So Nancy, will my brother ever meet his daughter? I don't know if you're, I assume the brother and his daughter are estranged, correctly. Is she a soft honey brown or strawberry coloring? My feeling is eventually yes. Okay. 530 area code. I'm not answering the phone if you're in the chat room. Okay. Okay. Okay, so gentlemen, someone said, Tina, what do you see? My brother Ron, who is in trouble. The feeling of Ron is that he is in trouble. He will continue to be in trouble. He may not be able to fix, slow down, or stop the momentum of what's happening. So I would caution you and say, wonder what Ron and his soul's agreement was to have this lifetime in this flesh. So I feel like there's more coming. If he's in trouble with the law, he's in jail, he may have to have a prison term, or there's going to be consequences to what's happened. And I'm really sorry. So you put a question mark. I'm not sure what that means. It's been 6 years since you quit smoking. Oh, good for you. And he's 39 years old. Boy, he's that's too bad, 39. I was 39, everybody, when I had cancer, and it changed my life. Got out of a 21-year tight marriage. So Ron is at 39, 40, 42, somewhere around there. It seems like we all have a revelation, epiphany, and it seems like a lot of people have a lot of life changes. So maybe this is the time for him. Okay. Holistic, it could be that the universe wants you to pay attention to who's asking you and become friends with those people. In the future, you may look those people up again, okay? You have to be in a space where you're ready to do that, and I think you still have unfinished business. I always caution everybody in the business to have a strong, firm foundation of, I do lots of lectures. I'm always open to an invite. But as reading the chat room, even on the radio, you kids have heard me, I don't hesitate. I can read a group. And I have a foundation of trust, okay? It's not that you don't, but I don't think you're ready. So it will come. So I would be very close friends with all these people and say, you know, maybe I can line up somebody, but I want to be part of your group in the future. Ms. Smokey, I'm Nancy, and Karen's in the chat room, and she's hypnosis. Okay. Oh, Karen, the door went again. I don't know if it's a spirit person. I think it is the wind this evening. Okay. Paula, thank you. Thank you. Okay. He is possessed. Wow. Tina, if you think your brother is possessed, Karen is the one to talk to. So you guys need to pass back and forth your connections, and then maybe she could help you on the phone with it. Thank you for acknowledging my insight, and we have 1 minute left. Kathy, thank you, and bless you for having to have to suffer another loss in your life so soon after your husband. Okay, and we have a minute left. You can go to nancymaps.com if you want to see what I'm up with. Karen and I will be involved with a show coming up on Hitchhikers again. Char California Haunts, we're going to talk about psychic ability and moving of objects with your mind. And I've enjoyed all of you, and it's a wrap, everybody. And here's a commercial I have that was made for me in Sacramento, California.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Good night, everybody. We got 24 seconds left. And that commercial was created, that was Lisa at KFBK, and she had come to me for a reading. She had never had one. And she talked me into doing a radio spot for Coast to Coast AM, one of my absolute favorite shows of all time. So everybody, 5-4, almost gone. Thank you, everybody, for coming. It's been a pleasure. Yes, Karen. Night goes quick. Bye-bye.
down. Thank you.